If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
This is actually a little overwhelming. Representative John Lewis, I got to shake his hand at the DNC, the congressman from Georgia, but more importantly, civil rights icon. He is one of the big six leaders of the civil rights movement for all y'all kids, if you don't know. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for taking time on such an amazing, amazingly important day.
Well, good morning. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day, sir, and thank you for all you did for it, for our right to vote.
Well, I just tried to help out here and there. More than 50 years ago, a group of us walked across the bridge in Selma, Alabama, where people could not register to vote. Back then, people were asked to count the number of bubbles on a wall soap, the number of jelly beans in a jar. People were told they could not read or write well enough. There were African-American lawyers and doctors, college professors, couldn't register to vote, simply because of the color of their skin. People were beaten, jailed, some people murdered. I was left bloody and unconscious on that bridge, but we never gave up. And in 08, we elected our first African-American. 012, he was reelected. And today we have an opportunity to make history again. And that's why everybody must go out and vote like we never voted before.
Congressman, I have to tell you, I have a little bit of chills actually talking to you. You said something yesterday so important. You said, I've marched, protested, been beaten, and arrested all for the right to vote. Friends of mine gave their lives. Honor their sacrifice. Vote. You are one of the very few people that we can talk to that has shed actual blood in this cause and knows you have the Medal of Freedom, that you know how important today is. What does this feel like to be on the verge of electing our first female president?
It's amazing to me. I just cannot wait till that moment comes. And I can say, Madam President, congratulations, Madam President. When President Obama was elected, I jumped up and I cried. Tears of happiness, tears of joy. And some members of the press asked me, why are you crying so much? I said, I'm so glad to see this day come about. And I'm crying for friends of mine and people like Dr. King and Bobby Kennedy and President Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, who didn't live to see this. It's a public, what are you going to do when he's inaugurated? So if I have any tears left, I'm going to cry some more. And that's what I did. And I'm probably going to cry tonight because it says something about the distance we've come.
Yep. Congressman.
Laying down the burden that we've been carrying so long, discriminating against people because of their color, their race, their class, and because of their gender. We have to lay it down.
Congressman, I so wish we didn't have a heartbreak here. I have to say, I'm sure the racism that this Trump campaign has whipped up has to be so painful to you personally. And this headline that there are 868 fewer places to vote in 2016 because the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, that says everything about why we need to get out in force today, correct?
It says everything. But there are places in America today, whether it's North Carolina, or Georgia, or Arizona, and it's not just in the South, trying to make it harder and more difficult.
Absolutely. Congressman, we're out of time. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Oh, heartbreak. Hate them! It's always very exciting when we can say Representative Barbara Lee joins us from the great state of California. Hello, Representative.
Hi, good to be with you.
Good to have you, as usual. We just had John Lewis on earlier, your colleague, and what an important, exciting day, right?
Oh, God, it's a historic day, and it's extremely important because it really is about our democracy and full participation in it, and whether we go forward or backwards. And I'm telling you, I have been all over the country, and I have seen people recognize the importance of this election, and when they say there's an enthusiasm gap, it's really hard to kind of see that. But I think people are going to vote and vote big time today.
I do too, Representative. I'm glad to hear you say that. I was saying that there's all this talk of a hidden Trump vote. I think there's a huge hidden Hillary vote, and we're seeing it already. You probably read this headline: Florida voting has already surpassed the entire 2000 election total before today.
Yes, I have been to Florida twice during this campaign and met with people, worked, canvassed, saw the volunteers, and I'm telling you, people were fired up.
Yeah.
You know, there is so much at stake. And I think Donald Trump really has defined, you know, sort of like the fault lines. And
yeah.
The majority of American people want us to be together. They want us unified. And they want to see a stronger America to move forward and not to deal with all of the, and to recognize that all of the negativity and the mean-spiritedness would be the candidate that we would vote for. Americans are good people. They get it. They know they want our country to be unified. And Hillary Clinton is doing that. So I think this is a defining moment.
Representative, the other thing, again, most important that can't be said enough, just get out and vote. But again, good signs in terms of early vote. I mean, I read another headline today, New York Times. This time there really is a Hispanic voter surge. Off the charts. I know that one of the storylines they put out there is that African-American numbers were down. That is actually not true now, right? I mean, that's from the latest thing I'm reading, that the African-American vote is already way up now in Florida already.
Yes, and, you know, I was in Florida. I was in also Ohio. I was in Iowa. I was in Nevada. I was in Colorado. In the African-American and Latino communities, and believe you me, we're smart people. We know what's at stake, and the Latino and black communities really do get it, and they are voting in massive numbers, those to the polls. I mean, it was phenomenal in Dayton, Ohio, seeing people show up on Sunday. This was Sunday before last, where the polls, I think, opened like about 1:15 or 1:30, and people were already showing up at 1 o'clock. And so, you know, I'm confident that African-Americans are going to vote in big ways. I was at one of the historically black colleges in North Carolina, and they expected 15 to 20 students to show up. That's what we were prepared for. 150 students showed up. These
right.
were young, millennial, African-American students.
Right.
So you can't tell me that African-Americans are apathetic and they don't see the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
I'm very proud of everyone and just urging and encourage people to get out to vote. It's easy. Don't let any voter suppression or intimidation effort stop you from
That's
going.
Right.
And it's going to be a big win for us tonight.
I think so and I hope so. I know the Justice Department will be out in force, which, you know, makes me feel a little better because, you know, as you know, Donald Trump has actively been encouraging people to, you know, which sounds awfully close to voter intimidation to go watch or whatever it is he's saying, correct?
Yes, and, you know, I think that our voter protection people, our volunteers, our lawyers, really understand what that's about. And I think people aren't going to be intimidated. People know what's at stake.
Yep.
They know this is an important election. And thank goodness they are smart enough and have recognized during this election what's at stake and what could happen in
right.
terms of efforts to suppress the vote.
Well, yeah, on the good news front, still, I was finding, because I know they're saying, of course, if Donald Trump loses Florida, it's over. And Florida voters surged to the polls Sunday, shattering all-time records is what I'm reading here. One analyst said, I do believe this is tracking toward a Clinton victory. Black turnout jumps to substantially. It will end up higher than in 2012, which is pretty stunning. Latino turnout accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the analyst said the electorate will be more diverse than in 2012. And I have to say it, Congressman, that's the Republicans' worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? It's their worst nightmare, but that's who we are as a country.
That's right.
And so they've got to get with the program. They got to understand that all of us are here together and that we're going to work together. We may have our differences, but this campaign should also be a referendum on bigotry and racism. Because,
yeah.
You know, what we have heard and seen is just totally un-American and outrageous by Donald Trump. And I believe and I'm confident that if we vote like it appears we are voting, you know, now, early voting, I'm in Ohio. Early voting was, like I said, it was unbelievable.
Yep.
And so, you know, we understand what's at stake and what's at risk. And so all day long we're just going to be, and thank you for doing this interview, encouraging people to get out to vote early. So we can have a big win tonight.
Yeah, we got to send a strong message, Congresswoman. On another front that I hope actually activates and motivates more people to get out and vote is this FBI thing. The headline I'm reading that made me so angry said Democrats see FBI controversy hurting their chances in U.S. congressional races because, as we've said, it's not just important to get Hillary in; it's important to get her a Congress and a Senate that will work with her. And I certainly hope James Comey's going to be fired, and I certainly hope there's going to be an investigation into this, because, you know, I feel like that's almost what happened, is they were seeing a bloodbath coming, not just Hillary, but down ticket, and they wanted to at least, I mean, obviously some rogue agents in the FBI wanted to stop that, don't you think?
Yes, there certainly should be an investigation, and this was a terrible thing that took place. I think people saw through it, though. But we're working very hard to take back the House and to get a Democratic House and Democratic Senate. We have to stop the Tea Party, because I have seen the last 8 years how they have obstructed and done everything they could to defeat President Obama and his bold agenda. But yet he's moved forward and done incredible work and moved forward to he saved our country from going into a depression. 20 million people are covered with health insurance now. So this was done without Republican votes.
That's right.
Or support the Recovery Act.
And because of this FBI thing, Congresswoman, which even people on both sides of the aisle has said was completely unfair and unprecedented, you know, one analyst is saying we could end up gaining only 12 to 16 House seats instead of the 30 or so it had hoped to win back. I hope not. I hope that this makes people angry enough over the basic fairness of what happened here, and that Hillary Clinton was once again completely exonerated, to get out there and you know, say this is not how our America works. We don't have Russia meddling in our elections. We don't have the FBI trying to put their thumb on the scale, right?
Yes, there should be a backlash, and I hope there is a backlash, because people should not tolerate what Comey did and the FBI and what Russia has done, and how Donald Trump, of course, aligns himself with Putin. People should be outraged, and for that reason alone, vote for Democrats and in the House and in the Senate, and for Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
This is a very risky moment, and it is, as I said, a defining moment.
Yep.
And so, you know, we need, some people should just cast a protest vote if that's what they want to do. But this has been really unprecedented. It's been dangerous and outrageous, and I think there'll be a backlash. And I'm hoping
people
understand we have about 50 candidates running for Congress, and I've worked with many of them, and they are phenomenal human beings who want to work in a bipartisan way to create jobs and economic growth. They're fighting for peace and security in the world. They really understand the importance of being in the House of Representatives to work with the White House and President, soon-to-be Clinton, to make sure that we move forward.
Yep, absolutely. Representative, always such an honor to talk to you out here in our great state of California, and we will hopefully talk to you in President Clinton's administration.
Thank you. Good talking with you, Stephanie.
All right. Thanks, Representative. There she goes, Barbara Lee.
But Giuliani just tipped his hat completely.
He's an idiot.